Item 10 is public hearing. Subset A is consideration of a retail on-off malt beverage license. This is for Dirty Dogs on 1025 Junction. And Faye, I'll turn it over to you, I believe, so I have down to talk.
Mr.
I lost it. Now you're back.
Mr. Tompkin has made application for a malt beverage license and a wine license. It's actually a transfer from Wanda's Kitchen. How I understand, they own the building now. You own the building, correct? Oh, you're leasing it. Okay. So they are leasing it. And they have given me all the information that I need as far as making application.
Any questions from council for Faye?
So this is a permanent?
This is a permanent transfer, yes.
Any public discussion on this transfer? Go ahead, Bunny. Any last discussion? We had a first and a second, right, didn't we? No. Council or public?
I'll move to approve.
We got a first by Jason.
A
second by Mike.
I do have a question.
There you go.
With Wanda being gone now, though, do you have do you have someone to take over the restaurant for the other 11 months a year? I just hate to see another downtown building empty, so the license stays with the property.
So to answer your question, though, Bonnie, if there was a new leasee in there, and they did want to serve alcohol, there would have to be another action taken to transfer it to a new person during that time. Any further discussion? We got a first and a second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. The transfer is complete. It has to go to Department of Revenue, and then they sign off. Yep. Subset B under public hearings is resolution approving a street closure and lifting of open container for the 13th annual Sturgis Mustang Rally. Jerry's coming up to give us a staff report because you don't have any other rallies on your mind right now. Right?
Mayor, City Council, thank you. We've had a request come in again this year for another Sturgis Mustang Rally. Over the Labor Day weekend. The request is for a road closure, street closure, which would include all of Main Street from 4th Street down to Middle Street with Junction left open. And 3rd Street, Harley-Davidson Way, and 1st Street being closed. They're expecting about 600 cars again this year, so it does fill up the downtown area. They would like the street closure on Saturday, August 31st, from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the open container lifting from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Chief, this is one of the biggest open containers with people that we have. Have you ever heard of an issue? I agree. I was opposed to this years ago, but I'll tell you, this has got a record that is phenomenal. So I move to approve.
First by Mike to approve. Yeah. Yep.
I'm just wondering on the final page where it states budget impact, and the city of Sturgis has been asked to provide the following. The last item states ambulance services at Thunderdome. Does that mean that we will be paying for that, or can you clarify, please?
Yeah, I can clarify. It's I believe it's a $300 for 3 hours?
Half day. 4 hours, I think.
4 hours, and they will be paying that. They have to request the ambulance and pay that. They will be direct billed, yes.
They just want to make sure they have one on
right.
site, correct?
The autocross, I believe, that's going on out there.
Correct.
Yeah.
We have a first on the floor. Is there a second? We have a second by Rhea. Any further discussion, public or council? Use of city streets and lifting of open container ordinance. No further discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.